Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life balance and happiness coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of a book titled The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy to have Allison Fotee-Bourque back as my guest for Live Your Music today. Join us for a conversation about her award-winning series of Alley Cat books and find out how her books can inspire people of all ages to live their music and enjoy their life. Hello, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
I am happy and excited to have you back on the show. And oh, gosh, I just love your books. I've got them here in front of me on my desk, and I just love them. They make me happy. They make me smile. I love the stories.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, I love the stories. I love the life lessons in them, and the illustrations are just, the illustrations are so awesome. They make my heart sing, and I'm just so thankful that you created these books. So I had you on the show in January of 2020, and at that time it was just before the whole pandemic had started. And then in March of last year, it changed things for all of us. And I'd like you to start telling us a little bit, first of all, about how that influenced you, and then, because your fourth book had come out just before then, and how that influenced you during that first part of the pandemic. And then I'd like you to talk a little bit about each of the four books that are out, and then a little preview later of what's coming next. Okay?
Sure, sure. And I'm so happy to be back on your show. I love your show. And it just really warms my heart that you enjoy the book, because that is why I write the book, just to create joy, inspire others to pursue the things that make them happy and use their creativity. And that's what the character Alley Cat is written for. And she exemplifies that for readers everywhere. So thank you for saying that. So the fourth book of the series, Alley Cat in a Tournament Tuesday, was released pretty much the day that the world shut down during the pandemic. And that was disheartening. And, you know, just with everybody else in this world, it was a very difficult time. I had to adapt and pivot from having probably six different book tours all over the nation to trying to adapt to a new virtual world. You know, these children who had been expecting an Alley Cat author visit were now not able to do so. They couldn't go to school. So at the time, I quickly adapted. I had a book launch party that was actually pushed back. And we actually just had it virtually on a Facebook Live, where we used a program where different businesses around the United States that I knew of and have collaborated with, they would come on and they would talk about their business. They would talk about how they have collaborated and aligned with Alley Cat over the years. And they did a giveaway, and then the next person would come on, and it was just a very joyful program and launch. And so at that point, after having the book launch party, I knew that I didn't want to stop pushing reading and all of these experiences for kids. Mm-hmm. So we just adapted to a more virtual Alley Cat author visit. I did story times. I visited schools. I'm still doing that now, and I'll keep doing it until we can actually get back in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are your kids able to go back to school in person yet or not?
Yes, they actually are, and they have to wear masks, but not outside, and they just really need their friends, and they need that structure, and they enjoy it so much. And of course, it's scary with the new variants, but You know, these kids are brave and confident. All of these kids in this generation, I think that they are all people we can all look up to of what they've had to deal with.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about each of the first four books. And do you want to start with the first one, with Alley Cat and the Thursday Dessert Day, and tell us a little bit about that book, and then we'll go on to the other three and then talk more about the other things that are coming up. So.
Sure. So the first book was Alley Cat and the Thursday Dessert Day. This was the very first book in the series. When it inspired this book to and this series to evolve was I actually, long story short, I have a degree in teaching. I taught first grade, and then I went off to law 7 years. And after 7 years, my kids were about 6 and 4 at the time, and I wanted to just kind of be at home with them for a little while and just kind of do those things with them, like read books, take them to the park. So I decided to take a temporary retirement. And one night while I was reading them bedtime stories, they wanted more books for their bookshelf. So I ended up just telling them that maybe I can write you a story, you know, trying to be frugal and trying to be creative. And they jumped up and down on the bed. They were so happy. They were screaming. And I think because they believed in me, I believed in myself. And that was my aha moment to start doing things that made myself happy and made my children happy, and that was creative. And so put them to bed and went downstairs and I started writing Alley Cat and the Thursday Dessert Day. It's also inspired by my children who have a milk protein allergy, and they would sometimes miss out on dessert day at school because all they had was ice cream. And so in the story, Alley Cat misses out on dessert day, and she has to come up with her own creative way to problem solve out of that situation. And that was the first book. The second book was Alley Cat and the Monday Blues. And this is inspired by my daughter and my husband's love for music and singing. And, of course, I have a love for music, too. I think it's so inspiring. It can change your mood as soon as you turn on the radio. And so it's so true, you know. And,
yeah.
In Alley Cat and the Monday Blues, Alley Cat doesn't have a talent for the talent show. So by helping Spotty with his talent, Spotty is her best friend, which was actually the name of my cat growing up. By helping him with his talent, she discovers that she has a beautiful singing voice. And so they do a duet for the talent show, and I won't give any spoilers away, but it's just provides a lesson of sometimes helping others, you can find something very, very special about yourself too.
And well, I love all four books, but that one is definitely my favorite because of how much I love music. Oh,
and it has a song on iTunes too for Alley Cat and the Monday Blues, which is really cool. Yeah. So the third book in the series, Alley Cat and the Friendship Friday is the third book, and this one is about Alley Cat feeling left out. They're on their way to a field trip. She doesn't have anyone to sit with on the bus, and kind of that third wheel, and she has to use her creativity and imagination, try to resolve that problem, just like in every book, to try to help herself and others realize that your friendship circle can grow larger by just kind of reaching out and including yourself or including others. And, you know, sometimes we say best friends, but in the book we say friends are best because all friends are best, and you can have many best friends. They're all just so great. And
yeah,
the
I love that. Okay, and then the fourth book.
The fourth book is Alley Cat and the Tournament Tuesday, and this one is really a tribute to my son's dedication for his love of the game of golf. And so he's 10 years old now, but starting at 3 years old, he has picked up a golf club and played in so many tournaments. He works very hard. He's been at the U.S. Kids Golf World Championship 3 times in Pinehurst, North Carolina. And he works hard no matter what. So I wrote this book. It's about Alley Cat and, of course, her brother Bugsy. And Bugsy has a lucky ball that he plays with a star on it. And Alley Cat's in charge of bringing that ball to the tournament, and she ends up picking up the wrong ball. So she decides that she knows in her heart that Bugsy doesn't need luck after all. He is good enough. He practices hard. He's determined. So she ends up drawing a star on this ball that she accidentally brought instead, and then it washes off in a puddle of water. And so readers get to see if that affects Bugsy's playing golf, and if his determination and hard work shine through, as it should if you work hard at something. And of course, Alley Cat didn't mean any harm. She just knew and believed in her brother that he didn't need luck. He just needed his skills that he's always worked hard on.
Oh, I love those stories. Each one of them reminds me too of these life lessons that are so important for us all to remember in order to be happy and to enjoy life. And so, you know, I feel like each one of them in their own ways inspires us and the readers to do what we feel makes us happy and, as you said, sparks joy for us. So, you know, I think that...
Right.
I think this is so fantastic that you had written these books. And as I've said before, I love the illustrations too. And is the same illustrator going to do the fifth book?
Yes. Kiara and I work very closely together, and she will be illustrating the fifth book. She's from Italy, and we talk all the time. I do is I usually kind of give a rough sketch of how I want the storyboards to look like, and she just works her magic. It's like we have one brain. She makes it look so good, and she captures what my vision is so well every single time.
You know, she does an amazing job, and it's like you guys are a dynamic duo. There's no doubt about it. And collaboration is so important, especially in creativity, I think. You know, it makes it more fun, too, to do it than to just do something on your own. And so, you know, you can share strengths and share ideas and bounce ideas off of each other. And I can't wait for the next book, but it's not coming out until 2022, right?
Right. I'm excited, too. That one's going to be really fun.
So you've gone from self-published to hybrid published to now traditionally published. Has that always been the goal? Tell us about that.
It sure has. It's always been the goal. When I wrote the first book of the Alley Cat series, I was sending it out to many publishers and agents trying to get picked up. And I did get picked up by a hybrid publisher, Mascot Books, and I adore them. They have really helped the series grow. While the book was in the works of being published, I self-published 2 other travel books that when we would go on vacation, we would take pictures and I set it to a rhyme. And I just really wanted to learn the industry and really understand how books work and how their audience, who the audience is, who's going to be buying the books, who's going to enjoy the books, and what you need to put in the books for people to enjoy it. And so I wanted to research and do as much as I could to learn the trade. And as a teacher, that helped too, to know what kids like to read about. And so I was published through Mascot Books for these 4 books. And I wrote the 5th one, and I was fortunate enough to get picked up by Pelican Publishing, which is an imprint of Arcadia Publishing. They're a traditional publisher, and I am so excited to work with them, and they are working on the 5th book. It's called Alley Cat and the Cattywampus Wednesday, and I'm so excited for the world to see it. I think it's going to be fun and just so needed in this world right now.
Yeah, well, I love the name, Alley Cat and the Cattywampus Wednesday. Oh, God. Cattywampus, I had never heard of that word until I saw the title of your book, but, you know, I love it. You know, I love the idea, and I'd love to have you tell us just a little bit about Cattywampus and a little bit about what that book's going to be about.
So Cattywampus is a term that means kind of something that's backwards, upside down, a little bit wonky, a little bit wacky. It's just, you know, it's cattywampus. And when I heard the word, I was trying to figure out a title for the Wednesday book. I knew it was going to be Wednesday. The book is about Alley Cat going through a day where things are just not what they seem. Things are backwards. Her locker combination is backwards. Things are just out of order. Mm-hmm. And everybody says Wacky Wednesday. So everywhere you go, it was a Wacky Wednesday. Well, I wanted something different than Wacky Wednesday. And I looked at a thesaurus and I saw the word cattywampus. And immediately I knew this is the word I'm going to use. It reminds me of a cat. It is a word that just embodies like a upside down day. And so it just kind of flowed. Alley Cat and the Cattywampus Wednesday. And I wrote this book inspired by the pandemic, although it doesn't have anything about the coronavirus. It's about a day in Alley Cat's life where everything is kind of turned upside down. Things aren't what they seem. She can't figure it out. And, you know, but she'll trust her friends and she'll just kind of go with it because her friends are confident in that avenue that, you know, she's taking. If the class is not the class that she's supposed to go, but they're all kind of going, she trusts them. And so it's just kind of a resource to help kids navigate the pandemic when your world feels turned upside down and backwards and weird. You know, you might be going to school 1 week and then quarantine for 2 weeks. It's just cattywampus. And so sometimes you just have to kind of go with the flow or go with it and trust your friends because your friends are being positive and just continuing to move forward. And so that's where this book came from. And I really hope that my readers love it as much as I do because it's a lot of fun.
I am really confident that I will love it. I'm excited for it. And I love the idea of cattywampus. I love the Wacky Wednesday could have worked, I suppose. But, you know, I think the thing that's, well, two things I see that are really cool about the cattywampus word is that it's got cat in it, number one. Number two is just that it's not just because it's not another W, it doesn't feel like it has to only be on Wednesdays. You know, it can be, like you said, a whole cattywampus year in 2020, basically. And, yeah, I mean, things do happen where we all have to make changes and we have to learn to be flexible. We have to learn to be creative and we have to learn to look for what's good about things and what we can do and focus on what I like to call our circle of control, you know, that little bit of what we can do, what we can focus on, what we choose to have things mean and what we can do or decide not to do, that sort of thing. When our circle of concern, which is everything out there in the world, is going cattywampus, you know, we have to focus on what we can do and what we can enjoy and what makes us happy. You know, you're right about that, too. I feel like one of the things that last year did and the pandemic did for so many people, including me, is to really cause us to appreciate people, time with people, whether it's in person or even just by Zoom, and to remember to enjoy our present moments and reminded us that none of us know what's going to happen in the future and to stop worrying so much about getting somewhere in the future and to enjoy our present moments where joy lives. Joy lives in our present moments. So,
absolutely. It's just being grateful for today and the good things that have happened today and not worrying about tomorrow because you'll still worry when it comes. So.
Yeah, worry doesn't do anybody any good. I remember one of the audios, I used to listen to a lot of audios in the car and don't drive as much anymore, so I don't listen to them as much in the car anymore. But there was this one that was talking about the fact that worry doesn't get you anywhere. It's kind of like a rocking chair. You know, you go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But you don't get anywhere, you know, and you have to kind of get up off that rocking chair and go do something. And that's the other thing, is doing things actually makes us feel happier, you know. It's sitting around and stewing about whatever we can't change doesn't do any good for helping us feel happier.
You're right. It's like getting outside and taking a walk, taking a bike ride, reading a book, having a picnic, anything. Just getting out there and doing something always helps.
Yeah, I remember last year all of a sudden going for walks seemed even more amazing. And going in the car, if we had a photography job to do out of town, we're going, whoa, we get to be out of town for a day. We had this aerial photography job that was a monthly thing that started in January of 2020 and is of a student housing project that they're building up in, well, actually, it's almost totally completed right now, up in Davis, near UC Davis. And it's like each month we're going, ooh, we get to go for a drive. And Dudley gets to use his quadcopter, his drone, and take pictures. And then in September, they're actually going to have the open house, and they're going to do he's creating a video for them of each month, how much it changed. It's amazing how much they can get done each month. But, yeah, last year and now, it's still full of lessons, still full of lessons. Now, what's coming up for you in the next few months after school's getting going?
So I have a kind of like a mini book tour coming up in Florida in October. I'm actually going to be a part of Operation Shower. Alley Cat and I will be at the event. It's a nonprofit organization with a mission to provide baby showers for military families to ease the stress of deployment. And so Alley Cat and I will be at this year's event in Jacksonville, Florida, and there'll be a photo op and a signing, and I'm donating 200 Alley Cat books and 200 plus toys for the military families in attendance. And all of this is going on during the PGA Champions Tour. It's super exciting, and we are just thrilled and honored to be a part of this.
Oh, my God, it's making me cry. Oh, my God, what a gift for those people. That is so amazing.
It's going to be so much fun. And like I said, we're just so honored and it just full of joy for being able to do this and to give back to the people who have given us so very much. And I made little baby bibs for the moms with Alley Cat on it, and they're going to get stickers and all kinds of fun little things. Just, you know, it's the least I can do for people who have just given so much for all of us.
You know, I had a realization during the last, I don't know, a few months, I think it was, that, you know, giving and receiving are both important and they're part of the flow in the universe. But I was realizing that the word contribution, making a contribution, how can I make a contribution today or this week or this month or this year? Contribution feels so much bigger, and you're making a huge contribution, not just by the books, but also by being there in person and inspiring all these kids and parents to read the books and learn the life lessons. And it's really, 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 really exciting to me to see this happening. And I'm so proud of you, Allison, for doing this, for listening to your heart and living your music and showing your children also about what it means to do what you feel inspired to do in life. So
thank you, and my children.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say my children inspire me also to do good. I think it's a reciprocal relationship. You know, seeing kids do things that are simple but just leave a huge impact, it inspires adults, and vice versa. We can teach them to do even the simplest of things that will just bring joy to others.
So true. We only have 4 minutes left, and what are some of the things that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I would just love for those who are listening to just do the things that make them happy, and whether it's something simple like a bike ride outside or calling a loved one that you haven't talked to in a long time, or just planting a garden, anything that brings joy and happiness to you, and to be kind. You know, we're all going through this pandemic together, and we have to respect each other regardless of our beliefs and just be kind. And so hopefully through the use of books as tools, we can see that, you know, being kind, being helpful, using our friends as our support system, books can be tools to bring joy and bring happiness to people in this world.
I totally agree. I always loved books, and I think I love them more than ever now. You know, it's been a lifelong love of mine is books, because I've always was encouraged to read a lot, but as I was growing up, but I was also encouraged to read what interested me, not just read what they gave us in school. And I think that's one of the things that these books can get the kids started on and the parents started on, is choosing books that just make them happy to read them, you know? And just the world can use all the happiness and, as you said, kindness that we can get.
It's so true, you know, and a lot of kids struggle with reading, but they really just need to read what they enjoy. And, you know, my son, he wasn't a big reader at first, and we just got him things like graphic novels and comic books and sports magazines, anything that just allowed him just to open and have some time and read. And now he loves reading. It doesn't have to be forced. And, you know, as an author, it's so rewarding, you know, to be able to see people reading your own books and bring in joy.
Yeah, it's so true. And you're right. I mean, reading, no matter what it is, whether it's a magazine or a comic book or books, it can really lift you up, make you smile, and help you enjoy life. Oh, wow. Thank you, Allison, for all of the ways you're living your music.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate
that. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I just want everyone out there listening to think about what inspires you, what you've always loved to do, what makes you happy. And what makes you happy is the way you live your music. So there, everyone, and live your music. Bye for now, Allison. Bye for now, everyone. Live your music.